And in Ambridge tonight at 7, there's an important decision to be made. Next Thursday evening, a part of Radio 4's Spectrum makes its debut at the BBC Proms.
Ahoy there. Captain Jarvis Cocker here, inviting you to a special Wireless Nights Prom on the 10th of September. For one night only, the Royal Albert Hall will be transformed into a gigantic diving bell, taking us on a voyage to the bottom of the sea. A voyage to the bottom of ourselves.
Radio 4's Wireless Nights becomes a live concert experience pairing music and spoken word, presented by Jarvis Cocker. You'll find details by visiting the BBC Proms website. Now on Radio 4 Drama, and another tale from Manchester's finest paralegal team.
It was the Shangri-Las who once opined at the beginning of a song, "When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love. L-U-V." This is very sound advice. I speak as a man who once told a woman that he loved her without realising that he'd told her, and as a man who found out only when said woman, once Sarah Gold, broke the news to him. Turns out she loved him too, and we all lived happily ever after, didn't we? My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. And one further piece of advice. The recordings of the Shangri-La should be filed carefully between those of Shams 69 and Del Shannon in your record collection. You do still have a record collection, don't you?
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
Quercus robur.
You what?
Quercus robur. The English oak tree, that you keep. It's your focal point.
Right, are you going to help me with this thing?
And it's ancient. It could be older than the house.
Oh, blimey, even older than us, then.
Maybe. Hey, not if you had our ages together, mind.
Right, last. OK, we'll put the food on here.
What about the decking?
What about it?
Well, it has to go. It's an abomination.
You think?
I know. Your Edwardian suburban garden was always meticulously planned to be in tune with the environment. Sticking decking on it makes it look like the backyard of the Coach and Horses.
Exactly. That's what I like about it. All the best gardens have the word beard in front of them.
I can do something really special for you here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mickey. My problem is I'm just trying to get my head around you as a creative person.
Wait up. I played bass guitar in the band.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just trying to get my head around you as a creative person.
This is what I was made for. All those years plucking strings in sweaty basements. Not me. As soon as I started the course, I knew I was a natural conceptual gardener.
Is that right? Now, drinks can go on here. How many are we expecting?
About 10. The lawn's a problem.
Well, it's good enough for me, if you can just give it a moment.
You need to sort out your Phyllostachysauria.
I do?
Running bamboo, seriously invasive.
Oh, why? Sarah loves that bamboo.
Well, of course you would. It's feminine, it's elegant, it perseveres under hard conditions.
Right.
I'm digging it up, Frank. It'll take over. Could even bring down the oak.
If you say so. You're right. What's with all the sniff? Oh, no, you're not up to your old tricks, are you?
Oh, don't be daft. Can't you smell it?
No, I'm a bit blocked up as it goes.
The evocative whiff of cherry pie.
No, nothing.
Oh, there she is. Heliotropium arborescens. Oh, hanging on for dear life. What a beauty. One of the first things I planted in our yard. Dedicated it to Magda, actually. They symbolise...
Approaching serenity.
Eternal love and affection.
Well, that's very touching. She still doesn't know about any of this.
The party? No, it's a surprise. I told her to meet me here later and I might take her to the pictures.
Listen, mate, I haven't got Magda a birthday present yet. I mean, well, what do you get a woman of 35 who has...
Everything.
I was going to say you.
No presents.
Oh, good, that'll save a bit.
Charitable donations.
Oh, no, I'm not going to have to find a goat for an African village, am I?
No, she wants to give it to Ronnie's mates at the Almost Free Diner. She reckons they're doing great work. I've got them to cater for the party too. They'll be over here soon with the nosh.
Yeah, wall-to-wall carrot cake, no doubt.
Now that is going to be a sensational cake.
Let's wait until it's baked.
You can always tell by licking the bowl. It's seriously yummy.
What are you like?
Well, those cheese things are good too. Where'd you learn to cook like this?
No training, all just natural talent.
When the guests at the party taste this stuff, they will stand and applaud, I'm telling you.
Oh, shut up.
Which is why I think you should go on your own. You catered it, you deserve the acclaim alone.
No, Nick, I really do want you to come.
Oh, Ronnie, they're your mates. I feel a bit of a lemon.
Drizzle cake has to come out of the oven.
And I've a feeling Frank didn't really like me the first time we met.
Oh, just in time. But you don't worry about Frank. He's always like that with anybody new.
What, shy?
Rude. But that's not really him.
It was probably me. I know I can be a bit full on.
Well, full on is good. I like full on.
Is it?
Seriously, full on is fantastic.
I've got a question for you.
What's that?
Can I have a slice of your drizzle cake?
Play your cards right and you can have two. But it has to be finished. I need a couple of lemons.
Yes, chef.
And I'll need a bit more caster sugar.
No lemons.
But we bought a dozen this morning.
We made a pudding for the diner. Your lovely cake.
I need lemon for the drizzle, babe.
Ain't that the truth? I'll go out and get some. We could use some more eggs, too.
Right, I've got 50 quid in there. Use that.
Hang on, that's your money, doll.
Well, the diner's need is greater than mine.
That's my line.
And I can use it, too. It's true, isn't it?
I said it, so it must be.
There you go. And this is a good way to start to get some more funds for the diner.
The Almost Free Diner Catering Company.
Exactly.
Sounds a bit corporate.
Nick, you couldn't be corporate even if you wanted to be.
You really know how to talk dirty to me.
I can talk a lot dirtier than that.
They confiscated them.
No, but they wouldn't let me bring them in. I had to leave them in a locker.
Can you believe that? Refusing to allow prisoners to receive books.
A security risk, apparently.
It's a legal visit.
Well, maybe if there'd been legal books, I could have swung it. Oh, they said you've got a library.
We do. Not enough officers to take us down there. I've been once in the last 3 months.
Right.
And the European drama section is rather limited.
You're the first client I've ever had who's asked me to bring in plays to read.
Really?
Yeah, I'm impressed. I brought the complete works of Shakespeare and some Lorca for you.
Now safely locked up downstairs, unable to corrupt me. It's the one thing I've never been able to accept, the lack of books.
How long did it take you?
To adapt?
Yeah.
Long time. But I've had a long time.
9 years.
Well, first thing you do is the maths. You don't want to serve all of it. I figured I was looking at 6.
Nearly through it.
Here's hoping. You want to know what the worst part is?
First few months, I suppose.
They are bad.
Particularly for someone like you.
How so?
I get the feeling you're not very keen on being told what to do.
What gave me away?
Pretty much everything. The way you dealt with the warder.
How did I deal with the warder?
Like you're his boss.
I think I need to scale back. Mm. That's not good.
You haven't told me what the worst part of the sentence is.
It's now. Every day seems longer than the one before. Eyes on the release date and I feel like I'm hardly moving towards it.
Now this.
Yes, this. What are they saying?
They've had a signed statement from a Joe Carterson.
Convicted fraudster.
Who alleges that you sold him £10 worth of cannabis resin.
And he's their star witness?
Seems like that.
Do we have anything to worry about?
I always worry. Comes with the job. There is your previous.
Hardly relevant.
Sort of relevant, conspiracy to supply cannabis.
Oh, come on, that was 200 kilos.
And there is the difficult bit.
Which difficult bit?
The bit where they found similar cannabis resin in your cell.
A quantity entirely in keeping with personal use.
That is true.
Listen, I'll stick up my hands and admit simple possession.
I asked them about that. They didn't seem interested.
You see, they don't like me. Coming to the end of the sentence, they want to stick some on top.
Oh, you really have landed on your feet, mate.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
It's a beautiful house, and it's yours.
Oh, it's Sarah's. She sold her dad's place in London after they died.
Even now you're a proper couple, what's yours is mine, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Right, now we need to get these out of the way before people arrive. And here it is, today's agenda. Now, what's it say here? Books to be unloaded onto the shelves in the drawing room.
The drawing room, is it? What about the LPs?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Let's have a look.
Seller.
No way.
That's what he says here.
No. A man's collection of vinyl discs must be displayed prominently in a prime position in the hall.
Says who?
Says me. It's a statement of intent. Battle you have to win. We'll unload them onto them shelves.
No, she won't like it. That's where she wants her books to go.
Mark your territory. She'll understand.
I doubt it.
Of course she will. Should be just enough room on these.
Yeah, well, wait.
You have to assert yourself on this
no,
one.
No, stop. You can't just pile them up like that.
Throw a pair, Frank.
No, if they're going up there, they need to be properly ordered.
Oh, you are so right.
Alphabetical, by band of artists.
Not at all. Sort by genre.
Genre?
Definitely. That's how I do mine.
You can't sort by genre.
You can. Genre. Rock and then by subgenre. You've got hard rock, heavy rock, progressive rock, metal, death metal, doom metal.
We're not sorting by genre. And anyway, I'm not very big on death metal. Alphabetical, or they go in the cellar.
Here it is. The classic debut album, The Shipbuilders.
Don't read the lyrics, mate.
Oh, come on, Frank, you were a master. She was crazy for Steinbeck, but what the heck?
I told you not to read them.
Pure poetry. This was a good one. A white stiletto through a cold black heart.
Yeah, well, I always was a romantic, and you can stop right now.
Hey, we look the part, eh, Frank? Do you want me to sign this?
What, and devalue it? No, no, give it here. I don't want you to do that. Leave it alone.
Oh, smell that. The great whiff of vinyl.
It smells damp to me. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, look at that. A little touch of red leb lurking in the gatefold there. Oh, it's been a while since that's been out. Oh, that should be Ronnie.
Hey, got a bloke with her?
Yeah, that'll be Nick Farthing.
They run a little theatre group here.
Are you the leading man?
In my own little way. It's all about engagement, Sarah. We have to engage.
I can see you as an actor.
I do my best. In another life, I had some dreams. Difficult to graft a living in that world. My chosen profession paid better.
But had some downsides.
9 years of downsides.
And here you are, the end in sight, and you get yourself arrested. What happened?
Things changed here. There is a lot of solitude. A little bit of weed can get you through. Staff used to understand that.
Used to?
There's a new head of the wing. She's big on zero tolerance. I told her I thought she was making a mistake.
And how did she respond to your advice?
It's complicated.
I'm assuming she wasn't convinced by your arguments.
I guess not. So, what do I do?
I think you admit to simple possession and leave it at that. Brief statement and then no comment. They've got a chief witness with a record of dishonesty and they may not fancy pursuing you for supply.
Great. Let's do that.
Come.
Head of the wing would like a word with you, Miss Gold.
Just give me a minute. Do you want me to talk to her?
What do you think?
I can't do any harm.
See if you can change her mind.
Okay, but don't hold your breath.
We've unloaded most of it into the fridge.
Yeah, there's some cakes and a flan needs to be kept at room temperature.
Got just the place. Table under the gazebo.
Yes.
Come on, love. I'll give you a hand.
Right. Cheers, Mickey.
Cracking place you've got here, Frank.
It's Sarah's. I'm just the help.
Right. Can I just say how much I admire the work you do?
Get off. I'm a jobbing legal advisor trying to make an honest book from the dishonest.
No, people like you are very underappreciated these days.
Tell me about that. Fees are falling through the floor.
Standing up for the dispossessed. There just aren't enough people out there doing that.
Yeah, and fewer every day.
Really?
I mean, we hardly see Ronnie at all anymore. Taken to not answering her phone.
Well, you know, she's been going through some tough times.
Has she?
Yeah.
What sort of tough times?
Oh, usual. Personal stuff.
Right.
Actually, I think it's really helped her process things, getting seriously involved with the work we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, she feels that the Almost Free Diner is a way of really changing attitudes about the way we live as people.
Yeah, oh, of course. I've met a few of them in my line of work.
Sorry?
People. Of course, I tend to call them clients, but most of them are people.
Yeah, of course they are. But I think at the diner, we can begin to do something quite important.
Whereas?
What?
You were going to say whereas.
I don't think so. It's just that Ronnie was talking to me about a client of hers the other day.
She was talking to you about a client?
She was just using it as an example.
Nicky's got big plans for the garden.
Ronnie, who was that girl you were talking about the other day?
I don't know.
You do? She was your first client.
Oh, yeah, Chrissy.
Chrissy? I was supervising. Oh, you were brilliant that day.
I don't know.
You were. Young mother. They'd nicked her for theft. Never forget it. She only picked up a bag of second-hand baby clothes that somebody had left outside the cancer research shop for a little boy.
Yeah.
Remember? You quoted chapter and verse to them and you walked her out. It's the finest debut since Colin Bell pulled on the Sky Blue. He scored in his first game too. Proper result.
Bumped into her the other week, actually.
Oh?
Manchester Central didn't recognise her at first.
Why?
Lifestyle. She looked very different.
Crack.
And gear. I worked it out. It was 3 years since I looked after her the first time. Reckon she'd aged by almost 20.
What was she in for?
Child neglect. Back in the day, she was a good mother, making sure her little boy had clothes and shoes. Now, she was wheeling him around every crack den in Moss Side. They nicked her at 2 a.m. out on the street with him. Very cold night. Poor kid was in a filthy T-shirt and not much else.
Sad.
I did my job 3 years ago. I got her out. Not this time.
Ronnie came back to the diner afterwards. Very upset, weren't you?
Yeah, maybe getting her off 3 years ago wasn't the best thing for her.
You didn't get her off. She was not guilty.
The little boy, he had bruises on him, Frank. Big ones.
What did Chrissy say about that?
What do you think?
No comment.
That's right.
What was the result?
The result? That's what matters, isn't it?
Well, it's part of what matters.
She was charged. Her son was taken away. Me and the social worker helped sort out temporary foster care that night. Well, it'll be well into the system now. Chrissy will probably plead in the Max Court. Job done, move on.
You did a good job.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me feel good.
OK.
Another one in the dungeons?
Yeah. I'd better deal with this. Tell Mickey I won't be long, eh?
How was he?
I think I was found guilty in the court of Judge Frank Twist.
Of what?
Of being me.
Magda, what are you doing?
What's Mickey doing here? I saw his van.
No.
The garden,
obviously. You said not to tell him you were here. What's going on?
I have an appointment. I want you to come with me.
Now?
It's at Piccadilly Police Station.
Oh, what's that about?
I'm not sure. They said I need to make a witness statement.
Right, okay. Did they give you any clues as to what it's all about?
I've been running a drama group at the prison.
Have you? How long have you been doing that?
A couple of months. I think one of the acting students may have done something wrong.
Oh, if he didn't learn his lines, he will be looking at a big sentence. Oh, dear, I'm sorry. You're worried,
I just hate police stations. I always have. And last time...
Last time I walked you out.
I know, I'm being stupid.
Is there anything you've seen there that could be relevant?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Now, listen, with prisons, it's all about regulations. So there'll be a governor there who has to do everything by the book.
Yes, they said something about protocol.
Well, there you go then.
And please, say nothing to Mickey. He hates me working there. I'll... tell him about it in my own time.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, stop shaking. It's going to be all right.
Are they actually serious?
I'm telling you what they said.
They actually expect me to do that?
She said they're keen to trace the drugs back to the source. They want to know who's bringing them in.
And if I don't know?
They want you to name the person who supplied you. If you cooperate, they'll deal with it as an internal discipline.
Which means?
You might lose a few weeks, at worst a couple of months.
I don't think I can do that.
It's your call. We all know what things can be like in here for an informant.
I'm not big on naming names.
No, of course you're not.
And if I don't help them?
It'll go to the CPS for a charging decision. Evidence is fairly strong.
Doesn't a prosecution have to be in the public interest?
Yes, Peter, it does. The governor will argue that. Prisoners should not be immune from the full weight of the law.
I can hear him saying that.
Still surprised they're so keen on pursuing this thing.
There's a bit of personal.
Right.
Unusual relationships can develop in prison. Jan and I became close.
Jan?
Ms. Cochrane, the head of the wing.
Right.
We got on. She cared about my welfare.
There was a little more to it than that, I'm guessing.
Six years is a long time. And I'm not just talking about sex. Someone... a woman being kind to you. That means something.
Yeah, I'm sure, but if you and this woman are close...
Were.
So, she was promoted and things changed?
No. I stopped seeing her before she was promoted.
Why?
It was impossible. It didn't feel real. There were lots of reasons.
And what did she think about you ending it?
Well, here we are. I think we can say she wasn't pleased.
Are you telling me that Jan Cochrane is a woman scorned?
For sure. Why else would this come up now?
Wait, wait, wait. Wait here a minute. Wait. It's always like that.
You really need to take a deep breath.
Sorry.
How did you get involved in this group at the prison?
I volunteered.
Oh, very public-spirited.
Suppose?
How often do you go in?
Every week.
Any stars of the future among the inmates?
Some of them are very good, actually.
And you're getting something out of it.
What do you mean?
Well, it must be a long time since you did something creative. That's good, isn't it?
It is, Frank. What do you think the police want to ask me?
Well, not soon enough. Who is this prisoner they want to talk to you about?
A guy called Peter.
Is he good?
Yes. He is going to play Vladimir in Waiting for Godot.
What's he aside for?
Not sure.
You didn't ask?
It didn't matter.
No, I suppose not.
We don't talk about that stuff. It's a proper creative environment. We talk about Beckett. We talk about the play. We talk about art. Long time since I talked about that sort of thing.
Yes, I bet. That's not Mickey's strong suit, is it? Art and the meaning of life.
Mickey's a good man.
I know he is.
If this drug thing went to court and I got a guilty...
What are you looking at?
Yes.
Well, sentencing isn't my area, but I'd say 18 months, maybe 2 years.
On top?
On top.
What's your advice?
Regarding what, exactly?
Giving up my supplier.
Oh, never give advice on this sort of issue.
Well, 2 years on top?
Oh, could be. Look, if you're worried about personal safety...
No! Don't put me with the nonsense on Rule 43. It's not that. You got kids?
Personal questions, don't really answer them. Sorry.
You've got kids?
You?
One girl. Been a very long time.
Does she visit you here?
I wouldn't want her to. Not a good way for a kid to get to know her dad.
Oh, I understand that.
You know what they're doing now?
Looking for supporting evidence. They seem pretty determined.
They'll be checking every last piece of CCTV footage.
Probably.
We're watched everywhere we go.
Are they going to find anything?
What do you think?
You could save them some trouble.
And name the supplier.
You could.
Did the Gov make any guarantees?
Of course he didn't. All off the record.
2 years more. It'd finish me off. Help me here, Sarah.
This decision has to be yours.
They don't come much harder than this.
I'll say one thing. I put my daughter's interests before everything.
Thank you. Good advice.
Not exactly legal advice.
Helpful, though.
Good.
I'm ready.
Right, let's go.
Actually, Sarah, I think I'll do this on my own.
Mr. Twist.
Officer, we're leaving. I'm not having my client's time wasted.
Are you Magda Carragher?
Yes.
Mrs. Carragher, I'm arresting you on suspicion of supplying Class B drugs.
What?
You do not have to say anything.
Frank.
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned...
This is a voluntary
...something
attendance.
Which you later rely on in court. Anything you say may be given in evidence.
Officer, I need some disclosure.
They think I brought drugs into the prison?
That's what they're saying.
Why?
Magda, they haven't given me a shred of evidence.
So why have they arrested me?
I'll take a guess. Someone's put your name forward.
Who would do that?
They wanted to talk to you about this man, Peter Mannish.
Peter wouldn't say that about me.
Why not?
He just wouldn't. He wouldn't do that.
Magda, listen to me. I'll tell you something. When I was first in this game, I used to make judgments on my clients. I couldn't stop myself. I'd meet some nasty-looking thug in a police cell and I'd think to myself, oh, he must be guilty. I could tell by the look on his face, the way he talked to me.
What are you saying,
then? And then I'd meet a charming, highly intelligent individual nicked for something deadly serious, and I just know that he must be an innocent party. He was so nice.
But, Frank,
who do you think turned out to be guilty as all get out? Who do you think ended up stabbing me in the back? I stopped making judgments.
Peter Mellish is not like that.
You have no way of knowing.
I'm sure he isn't.
He's not just an actor in your drama group, Magda. He's a prisoner coming to the end of a sentence and he's been shoved in a corner. He's looking for someone to blame.
No.
Yes. He's a coward. And I'm afraid you're an easy mark, love.
Blackboard done?
Yes.
Cutlery in place?
Yes.
Service can start in 10 minutes and can set off back to Frank's.
I still think I should stay here. Keep an eye.
Nick, the volunteers are all briefed. It'll be fine.
I know, but what if something goes wrong?
You're not frightened of Frank Twist, are you?
You know the way you sometimes just get a negative vibe from someone?
It isn't personal.
I'm being pathetic, aren't I? Desperate to have everyone love me.
His loss if he doesn't.
Do you think he's jealous?
About me working here? Come on.
I was thinking more of a guy thing.
What?
Well, there was a bit of stag stuff going on there.
Hey?
You two have never had a... No, a thing going.
Nick! Frank is 30 years older than me.
Well, I'm older than you.
Not 30 years. And Frank and I love each other, but totally not in that way. It's gross.
Sorry, my mistake. I just thought I read a sense of longing or something.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay.
Frank isn't like that. Really.
What's the screen for, officer? There's some footage I'd like to show your client during the interview, Mr. Twist.
Is my client going to be starring in this movie?
I'll play it when we start.
No, let's have a trailer now.
Frank, it's all right.
Your client seems happy to go ahead.
I'm not. I'd like to take a look.
Well, in that case, Mrs. Carragher, I'm further arresting you for misconduct in a public office.
You what?
You're still under caution.
What exactly is this all about?
All will become clear.
What are we looking at here?
This was CCTV footage recorded 9 days ago at HMP Manchester.
Strange ways.
This is a corner of a room used by a drama group. That's your client, sir.
Do we have to watch this, Frank?
Yes, we do.
That's a storage cupboard she's entering there, Mr. Twist. And if you wait a couple of moments... Yes, here he is. Prisoner number ND2785, Peter Mellish.
And what's he doing?
Opening the cupboard door and joining her.
Can't we just...
Is there any more?
Fast forward 7 minutes, and out comes Mellish, followed half a minute later by Mrs. Carragher here. Ready to start the interview now?
No, I'm not. Further instructions required. We're going back to the consultation room, Magda.
All sorted?
Kind of.
Well, you don't have to tell me what you said to them.
Oh, I don't mind telling you. I gave them the name of the guy who's in charge of supply in here. They know who he is, anyway.
So, that's it?
For me. Trouble is, they've arrested Magda.
Magda?
She's got nothing to do with any drugs.
Peter, who's Magda?
She runs a drama group I was telling you about.
Do you know her surname?
Why?
Do you know her surname, Peter?
It's Carragher. Magda Carragher.
Are you going to talk to me, Magda?
Nothing to say.
Can't help you if you won't talk.
You can't help me. I've messed everything up.
What were you thinking of? Oh,
it's very difficult.
I mean, how did you even get the cannabis through the front gate of the prison?
What cannabis?
The stuff you handed over to him in the cupboard.
I didn't give Peter drugs.
So why were you in the cupboard? I've been a bit thick, aren't I?
Listen, Frank, if you want to leave now, I understand you're Mickey's oldest friend.
You and Nina, you know? You had everything to make. How could you do that?
I know I'm not a good person.
You know, with a prisoner and in a cupboard, I don't get it.
I guess you have to tell Mickey.
Do you know what? I'd love to. I'd love to, but I can't, can I?
Confidentiality.
Yeah, you got it.
Always the professional.
You got it. No comment.
You should go.
No, I'm staying.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're a good friend.
No, you're right. I'm a professional.
Okay. You're a good lawyer.
Well, maybe. All right, here we go. Police have got it wrong on the misconduct in a public office.
Right.
They'd need to prove that there was sexual contact between you and the prisoner. And I don't see how they're going to do that unless there was another camera in the cupboard.
It was pretty dark in that cupboard.
I don't need the details, thanks, Magda. Before they tried to prove misconduct, they'd have to show that you were a holder of public office. And when I last looked, volunteer drama teacher didn't make the list.
So why did he arrest me for it?
Got a bit overexcited, that's all. A case like this doesn't come along every day.
So what do we do?
Brief statement, deny any involvement with drugs, and then we put them to proof.
But what does that mean?
No comment all the way.
Okay.
And if what you've told me is right, then we walk out of here.
Right.
But I think your days of voluntary service may be behind you.
Yes.
Volunteered well beyond the call of duty, I'd say. And I'll tell you something else. No comment may work just fine when it comes to the police, but if you observe the right of silence with me, I might take a very adverse inference.
You've made mistakes in your life, haven't you?
Totally. I mean, the seven deadly mistakes. I've done a lot of them. I'm quite keen on sloth these days, but I used to be very big on lust.
It wasn't lust.
Leave it.
It wasn't, Frank.
There was me. Thinking it was just a moment of madness, and then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid.
I love her.
No, you don't.
I really do.
No, you said yourself, years without female company, an attractive drama teacher comes into the prison to work with you. You don't love her.
But I do.
You don't even know her.
I know her very well.
Not in the real world, the world outside.
I do. I first met her 12 years ago.
I'm sorry?
We met in Russia, in St. Petersburg.
Sorry, what?
We were both actors, looking for work.
Hang on. I told you, this woman is married to a friend of my partner's.
This was years before that.
Well, what were you doing in Russia?
I'm Russian, Sarah.
You don't sound Russian.
Been away for a long time. I'm an actor. Real name's Pyotr Malich.
And you knew Magda Karaga in Russia?
She was Magda Ozhinova back then.
We were struggling to do what we wanted in Russia. Everything was changing. We thought we were artists of the theatre. You know how sure of yourself you are when you're young.
But you came to the UK.
That was Pyotr's idea.
He came with you?
Yes. 7 years ago now. He said we should visit the country of William Shakespeare.
Oh, well, that's an easy mistake to make, Magda. You were after Stratford-upon-Avon and you got Salford-upon-Oh. Well, do me a favour.
We came to Manchester. Pyotr had to meet some friends here. He left me in our hotel.
And?
That's it. He never came back.
What do you mean?
I was left in the hotel. After a few hours, I tried to call him, got nothing. I waited 2 days. He didn't come back.
What did he do?
He'd left a little cash. I paid and checked out.
Of course, I never told Magda.
Did she never ask how you paid for the trip?
We were young. I gave her some story. It was kind of true. I was getting investment for a theatre company.
By importing drugs into Manchester.
You're looking at an Arts Council reject.
And I suppose this was the first time you'd done it.
Yes. Does everybody say that?
They do. It's amazing how all of my clients are caught on their very first drug smuggling trip.
Well, I really was.
But you're an educated, cultured man. Why get involved in crime?
You've been to Russia?
No, my great-grandfather wasn't keen.
There's crime everywhere, top to bottom. When the people in charge are criminals, why shouldn't I be? That's the way I looked at it.
How did you get arrested?
Normal way. I've been told to meet somebody in Ardwick. Police were waiting with customs officers. There was an informant.
What about Magda?
What could I do? I couldn't call her. She had no idea what I was doing.
Oh, what did you think would happen to her?
Magda is a survivor.
I didn't know what to do. I was a stranger alone in the country.
You could have tried the police.
Oh, come on, Frank. Police?
I'm from Russia.
So, what did he do?
This part you know. I met a Russian girl who was dancing. I got work. I stayed.
And along came Mickey Callaghan. And you thought to yourself, oh, there's no fool like an old fool.
It was nothing like that. I love Mickey. I wanted to marry him.
Him and that lovely British passport.
But don't say that.
It's true, isn't it?
No.
When I think of what he did for you, Magda, he supported you. He treated your daughter like his own.
He is good to Nina.
Mickey loves her. He loves both of you.
Nina's your daughter?
Yes. She was still a baby. Magda's mother was looking after her while we were in England.
And you haven't seen Nina since?
Magda showed me some photographs. She's very beautiful, and I've missed so much.
How did Magda find you?
I contacted an old friend in St. Petersburg. She tracked Magda down to Manchester. For 2 years, we've been living just a few miles from each other.
You had it all sorted out, didn't you?
I needed to see Piotr, for Nina's
sake. For Nina's sake?
He is her biological father. That's important for a child.
Is it?
Yes.
So you sat down, my mate, Mickey, and told him the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And then you arranged a visit to Strangeways to put everything right.
You know that's not what I did.
Yeah, that's right. You went to all the trouble of hiding it from Mickey, hiding it from the authorities, finding an opportunity to enter the prison. You really worked it out.
What do you want me to say, Frank?
There's nothing you can say.
I had no idea it was going to turn out like this. I just thought I needed to see Piotr, put everything to rest.
And?
He walked into that room at the prison. I just...
Yeah. He just what?
I really had no idea, Frank.
What are you telling me here?
I do love Mickey.
Oh, hold up. I think I can feel a boat coming on.
I think maybe there is one person we meet in our lives. When Piotr walked through the door into that room...
You led him straight to the door of the cupboard.
Don't be horrible. It wasn't like that at all. Don't you understand?
Magda, what do you want me to understand?
I had no free will anymore. Oh, come on, you must know this. Piotr is the person in my whole life that I have to be with. I knew that immediately, after all those years. I think you understand that. Frank, don't you?
Mr. Twiss?
Yeah.
Can I have a word?
But the authorities here, are they going to keep their side of the bargain?
That's what they said. Quote, the matter will be treated as an internal prison disciplinary issue, unquote. All privileges suspended, I'll be with the nonces.
Release date in sight?
Yes.
Which is good.
For me. But Magda...
Look, I'll try and find out what's happening with her. I'll let you know what's going on as soon as I do.
Thank you. Tell her it's going to be all right.
Who for?
For her. Well, and me. Well, for us.
Are you sure about that?
I'm certain, Sarah.
No further action.
I can go?
Yes.
Why?
You were right. It must be love. He didn't name you.
I knew it.
And there's no admissible evidence that you've committed a crime.
Thank you, Frank.
At least not one that can be tried before a court of law. But I am in possession of your full instructions regarding other matters.
Yes.
I'm assuming you have no other offences that need to be taken into consideration.
You know everything.
Then you, Magda, are in the unusual situation of being chief prosecution witness, judge, jury and executioner. And I strongly advise you to start by making a full confession to Mickey Callaghan.
You must hate me.
Magda, why would I hate you? You know me. I'm a romantic. Yes.
Don't hurry yourself, will you?
You didn't get my message then?
No.
We have no mobiles in the afternoon rule.
Just constant otherwise.
Party's off.
Why?
Unforeseen circumstances.
Everybody all right, I hope?
Well, none dead. Mickey's suffering serious organ damage.
Not his liver.
Heart.
Frank,
don't
no.
Don't worry, he's in the garden talking to his wife.
I don't get it.
Tell you later.
So, if there isn't going to be a party...
There isn't.
Well, can we have the food back?
We could use it at the diner.
Right, sorry. Sarah's got most of it in the kitchen.
I'll go and get it.
I'll help you.
No. You wait here with Frank.
You'll need my help.
Stay.
Well, you better come in here, then.
You don't mind us taking the food back?
No, why should I? It's for charity, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just that we spent quite a lot of time prepping it too.
Don't worry, you'll get paid.
Great. Thanks. Actually, it's not so much a payment as a donation.
Whatever, you'll get it.
Has Ronnie told you much about our work?
Yes, some.
We have 3 sittings a day, and anyone who's hungry can come along, get fed, and pay what they can.
Listen, Nick, it's good work you're doing.
Can always use a little more help.
Mate, I'd love to, but I'm just full on with the agency at the moment. I don't have a lot of time.
Money helps too.
Can we talk about this some other time?
You could become a friend of the diner, make monthly contributions.
No, there's not a lot to spare. Do you know what legal aid pays people like me nowadays?
And we run a jumble sale once a month too. General bric-a-brac, anything you had to sell.
Nick,
I mean, those old records, for example. Just decoration these days.
I'm sorry?
Well, it's not as if you listen to them.
I do, as it goes.
Well, it's all digital now. That's the convenient way to listen to music.
Well, I've never been big on convenience. Very inconvenient sort of fellow, me.
Right, I've got everything.
I filled her in on the Mickey Magda situation.
Think we'd better go, Nick.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
Next jumble sale is on Sunday week.
Jumble sale?
He wants me to sell me records.
Oh, dear.
Is it wrong for me to dislike him profoundly?
Oh. Natural order of things, Frank. He's the new young cub in the jungle, challenging the authority of the older lion. He does have a point about the records.
Hey, don't you start.
What is Mickey doing?
No. He's pulling up the heliotrope.
Why?
It's a symbolic act, Sarah.
Really?
The heliotrope symbolises eternal love and affection.
Which, of course, you don't believe in.
I believe in it absolutely. You just have to make sure it's planted in the right bed.
Don't know how much more of this I can watch.
I finally live in a house with French windows, and there's a kitchen sink drama on the lawn. A white stiletto through a coal black heart.
What?
Oh, it's just an old shipbuilder's lyric.
What Christmas cracker did you get that from?
No, everyone's a critic now, aren't they? Well, Mickey liked that one.
Oh, I'm turning my back on them. Can't look anymore.
Oh, me neither.
And about the records?
What?
Why have you flung them on my bookshelf?
They're not flung, they're carefully sorted as it happens.
Those are bookshelves.
I think they're ideally shaped for 12-inch discs of vinyl.
No.
We could share them.
No.
A cross-cultural mix of literature and music.
No.
Go on. Compromise.
Oh, sorry. Frank Twist suggesting compromise?
Yes.
And when did you learn that word?
Recently. You know, in my early middle age.
Old dog, new tricks.
Old dog. I wondered if that applies to the female of the species.
You tread very carefully.
Yeah, I always try to. It's just that somewhere in the depths of all that betrayal today, Magda said something that got to me.
There is one person we meet in our lives. I had no free will anymore. Surely you know that. Trouble is, I do. We have no choice in these matters. Sarah tells me that Magda and her true love turned to Samuel Beckett to help them through the jungle. Me? I'm going back to the Shangri-Las, who had another wonderful advice column set to music called Past, Present and Future, which charted with searing melodrama the journey of a doomed relationship, and after much keening, it ended with 3 poignant words. Shall we dance? And you know, I am now going to slap some vinyl on the turntable and do just that.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Sarah by Catherine Hunt, and Ronnie by Rachel Austin. Nick was played by Graham Hawley, Mickey by Stephen Hillman, Peter by Hugo Chandor, and Magda by Miranda Keeling. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
And it returns at the same time next week. Here's James Naughty.
40 years of oil. And what have we done with what Jim Callaghan as Prime Minister called Britain's God-given opportunity? This is the story of swashbuckling engineers and roustabouts in the wild North Sea, a mixture of excitement and alarm in Whitehall about the lure of the black gold, an electric shock to our politics and our economic prospects. Oil, a crude history of Britain. With me, James Naughtie, starting on Monday evening at 8 o'clock.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. David Cameron has announced that thousands more refugees from Syria are to be brought to Britain from UN camps on the country's borders. Speaking during a visit to Lisbon, he said the UK would use its head and its heart by providing refuge for those in need while continuing to work on long-term solutions. Mr Cameron did not specify how many asylum seekers would be involved, saying details would be announced next week. The International Development Secretary, Justine Greening, said those who'd already reached European countries, such as Hungary, Italy and Greece, would not be included.
We're not committed to doing any quotas, and we don't think that that in the end will be a real solution to this. We think the risk is that it simply fuels the people smuggler business. It's much smarter and safer to help them directly relocate from refugee camps, and that's the proposal that we're setting out over the next week.
The Hungarian Parliament has introduced new laws tightening its border controls. Hundreds of migrants have spent days trying to board trains from Budapest to Germany and Austria. Police are searching for around 300 who escaped after being taken to a holding centre. A judge at the Old Bailey has granted bail to the radical preacher Anjem Chowdhury, who's awaiting trial on a terrorist offence. He was charged last month with inviting support for the jihadist group Islamic State. Four men have pleaded guilty to being involved in the robbery at the Hatton Garden Safe Deposit Company in London over the Easter Bank holiday weekend. During a hearing at Woolwich Crown Court, the men, aged between 58 and 76, each admitted conspiracy to burgle. Police in North Wales say that fears are growing for a 64-year-old man who's gone missing while walking in Snowdonia. Stephen Longfellow from West Yorkshire was last seen on Sunday. And Gatwick Airport says that a woman arrested after being found on an EasyJet plane with no travel documents had been through the full security and screening processes. Sussex police say the 51-year-old from Germany had no passport or boarding pass. BBC News.
Now on BBC Radio 4, Gardeners Question Time, and Chairman Eric Robson is in a nautical frame of mind.
This week, we're going to be exploring what's been described as horticulture's final frontier. We're guests of the National Oceanography Centre here in Liverpool, whose scientists study what you need to think of as the biggest and saltiest garden pond in the world, everything from estuaries and coastal waters to the 320 million cubic miles of water that make up the deep ocean. While you get your head round that impressive statistic, I'm joined here on the rather more manageable banks of the River Mersey by the NOC's Professor Richard Lampitt. Richard, do we know how many species of plants there are in the deep ocean?
Well, there are certainly of the order of 100,000, but the more and more work we do, on, particularly on the genetic side of things, we find that there are just more and more species with increasing diversity and complexity.
And do any of these species have commercial advantages? Can they be exploited commercially?
Certainly at the moment they have an enormous commercial relevance in that they take carbon dioxide.